Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to the session of Sandy right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Seriously, you know, I mean, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. All right? I mean, I don't want you to be part of the problem. I want you to be part of the solution. The way you do that is you get informed. That's the best way to do it. You get informed. You get the information you need to make a smart, well-informed decision, and you'll do well. You'll sound like you deserve recognition. How's that? I'll put it that way. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell has made a way for us all to make a few bucks, for you to save a few bucks. And, you know, I'm telling you, the pillows are great. The pillow covers are great. The sheets are great. It just doesn't stop. They're really, again, I'm sitting here thinking I shouldn't be talking about this. I'm a guy. We don't know about sheets, right? But I'm seriously, they're so comfortable. It isn't funny. And I just, you know, enjoy it so much. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. All right. You really can't make this stuff up. No, really. You know, Biden's education secretary. Let me say that again. His education secretary has decided that can't define a woman. Okay? Representative Andrew Clyde, a Republican out of Georgia, confounded and confused President Biden's befuddled education secretary. The gentleman of Georgia asked Secretary Miguel Cardona multiple times whether he could, provide a working definition of the word woman. He declined to do so. You know, I don't know if they understand this, but this is exactly what's got them in a position where people don't like them, don't trust them, don't want to be around them. I know I don't. I got a lot of friends that are Democrats. They don't understand this either.
Or can you please define for me, what is a woman? Our focus at the department is to provide equal access to students, including students who are LGBTQ, access free from discrimination.
Is that, so what's the definition? What's the definition of a woman? You haven't given me that. You haven't answered my question.
I think that's almost secondary to the important role that I have as Secretary of Education.
My question is not secondary. My question is...
It's simple. What is a woman? It's not that hard. Right? How about this? A person with a uterus. How about that? You know, a human that can actually conceive and give birth. Right? Notice I said a human. I mean, I don't even have a degree. They would have never let me in college. I can tell you what a woman is.
Very simple. What is the what does HHS say the definition of a woman is?
I lead the Department of Education, and my job is to make sure that all students have access to public education, which includes co-curricular activities. And I think you highlighted pretty well the importance of Title IX in giving students equal access, whether it's scholarship and facilities,
okay, so you're
participation
not answering my question.
As well.
No, duh. Really? So you're not going to answer the question. They never do. And I don't know who they think they're appealing to. Okay? I'm just totally lost as to what these people think this gets them. Right? Because, again, you know, you see these polls coming out. You see people saying, you know, 54% of Americans are against any kind of, you know, trans restrictions. Well, how are they asking the question? I don't find that to be true. I don't believe that would be true in any way, shape, manner, or form, okay? I mean, seriously. I want to know how they asked the question, what the follow-ups were, and that kind of stuff. It ain't that hard. You don't even need a college degree to ask the questions. I've about had it with these people. And then you've got, you know, a parent in particular, but a Loudoun County School District wants to remove sex designations on bathrooms to allow boys and girls to share restrooms. Now, here's what I love about this. We've already been through this. Loudoun County's, they've had recalls, they've had people replaced on the board, and we're back at it again. What is it with these people? You need to have people on these school boards that have a spine of steel, that do their homework, know what's right for the kids, know what your kids actually need, listen to what the parents want for those kids, and enact that. It's not that hard. Again, you don't need a college degree for this. It's plain, simple, sixth grade English. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, by removing the designations, this will allow boys and girls to share restrooms, but community members, well, they're concerned. God, listen, where was this stuff in the 70s when I was a kid? I'm not going to say it. It'll be... Hey, Joe, the senior host, be back in a few minutes. Sony Schmidt will join me when we return.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com. Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5560. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, because you sure as heck don't want to be part of the problem, as most of you are. No, I'm just joking. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. One of my favorite co-hosts. Would you be a hostess or a host?
Co-hostess.
Ooh. Okay. Sounds like a, what do you call it, dessert food, right? Hostess, cupcakes?
Everything. Everything.
Tweeties,
yeah. Yes. As long as it's not a ding-dong.
Ooh. No, I wouldn't. I know better. You know where I live. always a pleasure. So, got a lot happened. I mean, where we live, what was it, 3 weeks ago? it snowed. We had like snow flurries and hail and something, right? Today you could lay by the pool. I think we're having that global cooling, climate warming. I think the climate's having a crisis. We're doing fine.
You know the climate is watching us going, oh my gosh.
How do I fix
these people are crazy. I better do something. Take their mind off of how crazy they are.
Yes, no, you're exactly right. It's always a lot of fun. Hey, you're seeing more and more and more. And I know you and I are on the same page on this, but over the last few days, you know, the Congress passed a bill that would protect, protect male and female sports and make sure females are the only ones competing in female sports.
Right, right.
And the left is losing their mind over it.
Yeah.
Right? And, you know, I know you want me to stop saying left, right, and all that stuff there, you know, but I haven't even seen one middle-of-the-road Democrat speak out against it.
Well, first of all, I don't want you to stop saying left, right. I'm working on not being mean and nasty about the left. Just because I want to practice talking about them in a fair way. I don't have to be nasty to show how opposite they are of us. So that's me. That's on me, not you. You can call them all whatever you want. Second thing is, their base can't tolerate them siding with the female athletes. For some reason, they want to get rid of women, not acknowledge them, disrespect them. So if they said yay to this bill, they would lose their base. I don't know that their base is that crazy en masse, you know?
Yeah.
I think if one of them stood up and had some independent thought, it might be a little bit impressive to some of the people on their side. But who knows? They have such groupthink that, you know, who knows? They would be go, we're supposed to be mad about that, right? Okay, we're mad.
Yeah.
We're
not mad. Yeah. Anybody get a tweet on this one? I don't know how to respond.
Right. Yeah. I don't know how to respond.
I don't know what to say. I think you're exactly right. Again, they're being led around by a nose ring. I mean, when you think about it, no thoughts on their own, no discussion on their own of some of the issues that are going on and how they don't make sense. Now, there are some outside the legislative world, you know, well-known Democrats that are opening their mouth saying, hey, you know, stop it. James Carville, I mean, he's like spinning in circles going, will you guys please knock this off?
Why don't y'all cut it out? Yeah. Is that crazy? Crazy. Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. No, it was great. It's great to see him come out and go, you got to stop. You just got to stop because you're killing us over here.
Yeah, there's some things that you do in the privacy of your own home, but don't come out in public acting like a fool.
Yeah, well, he's one of the ones that believes that, you know, you keep your mouth shut till you get in, and then you go ahead and
that's
do all
right.
that damage you want to do.
Yes, because trust me, he probably believes everything they do, but he has the decorum to, you know when to stow it, as Archie Bunker would say. And, you know, and I think his saving grace is he is married to a normal person. I don't know her very well. You know, I don't know of her very well, but I know she's a Republican. So at least he gets to hear another point of view, and she probably laughs at him, you know, at their side. Wow. And so he's probably seeing, they're going a little too far.
Well, talk about going a little bit too far. You got Michelle Obama's out there.
Yeah, she is.
Yes, she is. Oh, yeah. She, all right, you got me on that
there.
One. Boom, boom. Thank you very much. Okay.
I know. We're in my room shot.
She was talking about Obama's book, The Light We Carry, Overcoming in Uncertain Times.
Yeah.
Now, the host, Gail King, said that, I really think that these are uncertain times. Do you think that we could ever figure out a way to reconcile this whole gun violence thing in this country? You know? Because it does keep me up at night.
I bet it does.
Wow. Yeah, I'm sure it does. No, it can't be all the coke she's snorting. But that's beside the point. Anyway, she says, Obama goes on to say, hey, I hope and pray that at some point enough becomes enough. We wondered that throughout our entire presidency. Now, here's the disingenuous part about that. If enough was enough, and you wondered it through your entire presidency, when you had total control of the presidency, the Senate, and the House, and the Republicans could do absolutely nothing to stop you,
okay.
Why didn't you do something?
Okay. They're famous for that line. You have to do something. We have to do something.
Yeah, dude, make it look like you were trying to do something. She goes on to say, but we are the only developed country on the planet where its citizens can have unfettered access to firearms. It's not a good thing, right? Most of us feel strongly about it. You know what's really funny about this? We do not have unfettered access to firearms.
And she knows that, too.
Yeah. Yes.
She knows that, too. But she knows, once again, that base of theirs, luckily enough, is so ignorant that you can get away with saying stuff like that, assault weapons, and, you know, and get away with it because they don't know. If you dumb down your electorate, you can say and do anything. I bet it does keep her up at night because the goal, folks, is not to make us safer. They don't really care about our kids in school. They want to take guns from the American people so we can wind up being under their rule. It's as simple and as horrific as that is. It's happened before.
Yep.
The only reason they haven't been able to do it this far to us is because of our guns. They got us to lock up for 2 years. They got us to walk away from our businesses for 2 years, to take our children out of school for 2 years, and to fear a virus for 2 years. They're on the road.
They're good. We'll be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break with Sonia and Joe. Joe and Sonia. Yeah, something like that. Anyway, be right back.
All right, Joe and
hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S.
USA News Update. President Biden says he will continue to stand by the FDA's evidence-based approval of the abortion pill mifepristone following the Supreme Court's decision to allow the drug to stay on the market. Mifepristone was originally approved by the FDA in 2000. New concerns about how Elon Musk is running the automaker Tesla.
A lot of big, long-time investors in Tesla have written a letter expressing concern about Musk.
He's more distracted than ever.
That's Ivan Frischberg with Amalgamated Bank. He says Musk is way too distracted by his other businesses.
This collective that you've seen in the letter is really a sense of over the last year of this sort of really actually starting to harm the company.
Perhaps an example, Twitter is backing off its barely two-week-old practice of labeling some news outlets as government-funded. Some of the outlets quit Twitter in protest. I'm Rich Johnson.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
Hold on.
Okay.
We are back. Joe Bertini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE. It's a happy song. Always. Don't know what a mamma jamma is, but whatever. Sounds good. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. She's laughing at me already. 855-732-5563. My guest host, co-host, Sonia Schmidt, joins me. And I'm afraid to say any words now anymore. You know, after that one with the Snoop Dogg words that we found out afterward,
right.
I found out afterward were
for
not
sizzle.
Good words. I mean, Mamma Jamma, I could be talking about somebody's Mama Hooker or something. I don't know.
I don't think anybody knows what a Mamma Jamma is, but it's bad. Bad means good.
So
it's all good or bad.
I don't understand this stuff. You know?
No, when you're black, it just comes naturally.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. There you go. Yeah. Right.
You're not black.
Write to her. Do not write to me. Okay. God bless.
Bad Mamma Jamma.
I did get a while back. I meant to tell you about it, but it was like, why do you let her say stuff like that? I'm going, wait a minute. What? How? What? Like, what am I supposed to do to stop her?
What
put duct tape
do?
On her mouth? I don't remember what it was, but we were having a conversation. Obviously. That made somebody feel uncomfortable.
Were they uncomfy? Yeah. Did they need a safe space?
Here's the problem. What they don't realize, they don't care.
I don't know when they're going to figure that out.
I know.
We just don't care.
No, we don't. So
I mean, maybe we did 3-4 years ago.
You know what you and I cared? We cared, and you more than me, you went along with it longer, but we cared when we actually thought they cared to have a civil and open conversation.
Right.
Right? When we figured out, or when they proved to us in no uncertain terms, they were not interested in having a civil conversation, we both went, well, okay, too bad.
Right.
You're
right.
Done.
Yeah. And if they were your children, you just go, okay, you're out of here. Go to your room. Stay. Come out when you have some sense. When you can act like you got some sense, come on back out and join the family.
Yep.
And that's where we are with them. It's like, okay. All right.
Yeah, you kind of, you stop after a while and you go, okay, I can't deal with this stuff anymore. You know, you and I talked about this a while back, and, you know, I get on these, go to these events and what have you, and I'm hearing parents, parents swearing at their kids.
Oh, yeah.
And it drives me out of my mind. Somebody's like, well, you have no right to stick your moral value. Okay, great. Why do you have a right, right, to say stuff that my kid has to hear that he won't hear at home, that he shouldn't hear at all, but somehow you have a right to do that, and I don't.
Yeah, I used to be real judgmental, too, before I had kids, and then I'd go to the store. I'd be like, sock them for me, you know? No, that's not true. But, in light of that, we all went to Georgia last year in Atlanta, and let's just say we weren't in the classy part of Georgia.
Ooh. Okay.
And so it was my grandson's first time seeing what you're talking about. And there was this grandmother who was snatching her grandchild up, calling him the N-word, smacking him. And my grandson looked like he had just witnessed a murder. He had never seen anything like that at all.
Oh, God.
It was traumatic. And I told him, that's what I'm going to do to you if you don't. But it was such culture shock. I mean, for me, too, I grew up in that. And I even raised, by the time I had my children, I was living in deep in the hood. So I saw it a lot. But you think, God, these boys, and usually it's mothers or grandmothers doing this to boy children. And you go, there's no hope for a relationship with this young man. There's no hope for him growing up with any sort of self-esteem or any sort of love and respect for women. It's just, it's a bad scene. And I don't know if it comes from the mother's frustration or, you know, I try to think, what would cause you to talk to your child like that? I
have no idea. You know what it is? To me, it's normal conversation. I talk to some young people who just say, we're not uptight about words like you guys were. And you go, it's not an uptight thing. You guys get so offended, you young people, over microaggressions, and right. Yet calling some little kid an MF-er or an F-er or anything, all of a sudden, that's okay, right? Not a microaggression, I guess.
No, and that's why we have a whole generation of...
degenerates.
Of degenerates. I'm watching this action in Chicago, Joe. It breaks my heart. It's and it makes me angry, and it makes me ashamed. You know, I'm sure you'll get letters about that. Oh, I'm just a sellout. I'm ashamed of my people. Yes. When you have hundreds of children hitting the streets and destroying things and jumping on cars and beating up people... I'm ashamed of that.
You and I have talked about this before, and I hate to keep saying it this way. We're the parents. You just see some of those kids. Kids.
Apparently, they're going to help the parents out because they have this new "Where my baby is my baby rioting act" app.
Come on, don't.
So, not kidding. They have an app, and they're going to try it out tonight. They're going to test drive it.
Oh,
and
good.
You call right, and you can call your child to find out if he's rioting or not. And I guess if he says, "Yeah, I'm out here rioting," you can tell him to please come home. And, you know, how about you have dinner with your kid tonight and sit at the table and talk about the day and what they're and they don't get to leave tonight. How about that? How about they stay there?
Because then you're stepping on their rights, you know. I mean, they have a right to go out. They have a right to do things. You can't stop them from doing stuff. You're just their mom.
You have... They... If they want a roof over their heads, these kids are pretty well dressed. Oh, they have hairdos.
Sonia, how many parents you know would actually take that iPhone away from their child for mouthing off or them $150 sneakers? My dad would have taken my $20 sneakers and shoved them so far down my throat, I'd have to wait till I went to the bathroom to get them back.
Exactly.
God bless.
And that's why they're out in the street rioting. I mean, I know everybody's talking about the daddy element, and that is very important. You know, it's already proven that children do better in a...
No. The new mayor doesn't agree with you.
Oh, no?
No,
I got it wrong?
He said the reason that these kids are out in the street doing this is because they have no opportunities in their neighborhoods. Because they don't... Don't look at me like that. I'm not lying. That's exactly what he said. It's because of a lack of opportunity in their life. That's why they're out at 2 o'clock in the morning at 13 years old, you know, breaking glass.
Well, I got an idea how they could have more of an opportunity is to stay home and read a book. You know, that might help them in future opportunities. They might have more opportunities if they didn't trash their neighborhood and steal and riot and loot, and businesses would feel comfortable coming into their neighborhood. But no business is going to do business around those kids, around those people.
And so they did a press conference last week. They were actually upset that CVS and a few of the other places were closing down their stores and leaving. How do you expect these people to buy food? Well, no, we don't. We expect them to steal it now. I mean, at the rate you're going, right?
But, you know, this has been the blame somebody else party for I don't know how long.
You're right.
I mean, they're very comfortable. And I don't know that they think that they're lying. I don't know that they think they're lying.
No, they think they're fully true about this whole thing. They've got the right idea. They know what needs to be done.
Right.
I just always find that so fun.
Whole Foods couldn't even open, and not because of young kids, but the element was so bad in San Francisco, Whole Foods had to shut down.
Yeah. Yeah. Just amazing to me.
I don't know if you saw that there were some Indonesian people who came over to San Francisco. Why they did that, I don't know. But
they don't watch the news there. They don't have TV.
They don't have TV. They don't have Wi-Fi. They were tourists, and they visited, and their car was broken into, and the guys who were breaking in their cars pulled a gun on them when they told them to stop it. And they interviewed these people and said, "Well, would you come back to San Francisco?" And they were like, "No, I mean, maybe
why would
America."
I do that? You think I'm self-hating, right?
Yeah. You think we're you guys? You know.
All right, be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Don Lemon almost has it handed to him by a presidential candidate. Be back in a few minutes.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000. Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe McHugh, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Wake up. Okay? Do the right thing. This is getting a little crazy. You guys have got to pay attention. If you don't pay attention, you're gonna have some problems. That's really what it boils down to. Always appreciate the time you show me. Okay. Sonya Smith joins me. She does every week. She's my Friday. We'll call it the Friday co-host. And you come up with some great stories. This one's from you, too, which is great. This is Don Lemon deciding that if you're not black, you don't have a right to speak to it. And frankly, I got the same kind of crap years ago. I don't really care. You know me. It doesn't, whatever. I don't listen to many people. So
that if you're not black or if you're not a woman or if you've never been pregnant.
I used to get it all the time. I used to get it like, you know, when I talk about black issues, they go, you can't talk about black issues because you haven't been black. Same thing with the women stuff. I talk about women issues, you can't talk about women. Like, well, now I can say, you know, think about how crazy that was. That was like my second or third year doing the show. Well, now I can just poke back at them and go, how do you know I'm not a woman? Define one for me.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
All right, here we go. Take a listen.
What, do you have anything on this before I move on to Cheyenne?
I don't see what the one has to do with the other, but go on. I took up a lot of time with Fox News.
Oh, it's fine. We have time.
I don't really see what one has to do with the other, especially considering and using the Civil War to talk about black Americans. That war was not fought for black people to have guns. That's not...
That war was fought for black people to have freedoms in this country.
Yeah.
Actually, that's why the Civil War was fought.
Okay.
And the sad part about it...
But that wasn't fought for black people to have guns, I think.
Actually, you know, a funny fact is black people did not get to enjoy the other freedoms until their Second Amendment rights were secured. And I think that that's one of the lessons that we learned.
Black people aren't allowed to enjoy the freedoms.
I disagree with you on that, Don. I disagree with you. I think you're doing a disservice to our country by failing to recognize the fact that we have equality before the law.
If you are in black skin and you live in this country, then you can disagree with me. But we're not. You mentioned in here that we have three different shades of
melanin. Don, I think we have to be able to talk about these issues in the open regardless of the color of our skin. Black Americans today, to say that, compare that to 1865 and 1964.
I think to compare it to 1865 and 1964 is actually, I think it's insulting.
Ooh, Don Lemon was insultimated.
He got his little knickers in a bunch, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. Is that what you call that? God bless. That was great,
though. And just for the record, I said knickers, okay?
Oh, here we go. Yeah, I know. Somebody got to write
thought of that
yeah,
after.
What was that? Yeah, go ahead.
Poor little thing. He just, you know, I think he's still reeling from when he said that black people should pull up their pants and act respectful in the street, and he had to take it back. I don't know if you remember that.
Most people, I remember that.
Yeah, vaguely, huh? He spoke some sense, but had to backtrack on that quickly. And then he got in trouble for the sexual harassment and the same, you know, the woman degradation, a 50-year-old woman, is way past her prime comment.
Oh, I mean, you do realize a white guy would have been fired for that already?
Oh, been gone. Been gone. And
right?
Don't let him be on the right. He'd have been gone. I'm surprised to see him back, but here he is. He's got to defend black people, but incorrectly. I mean, after I saw that interview, it didn't take much to look up and see what Vivek Ramaswamy was saying. There is a... Listen, I've got 11 pages.
Well, wait. They don't want to know what he had to say.
They don't want to
know. They're not interested in the realities of what he was trying to get across. You know that.
My bad. Yep. He was so right. The gun rights in this law, in this country, for black people, long-standing, and the Civil War was a key element of it. And the racist Democrat South has been trying to take the guns away from black people since then. And they're doing it to this day. So when Don Lemon thinks he is defending black people, he's putting them right in the hands of the enemy. And all he's got to do, didn't take much. All I have to do is duck, duck, go.
What's really funny about what he said is when I go to the gun shop, I got to tell you that 9 out of 10 times when I'm in line waiting, whether it's to buy ammunition or whatever I'm doing there, there's a boatload of black people in there. Now,
we
they're afraid of me, and that's why they're buying the guns. Or afraid of Joey B. I don't know which.
Well, at one point, we had to defend ourselves against the racist Democrat South.
Yep.
Then, now, flip to now, we've got to defend ourselves against our own in our own neighborhood. But I can guarantee you, if we gave up our guns, and the statistics of how gun ownership, I should have highlighted some of this stuff. It's amazing, the black gun ownership. The numbers for black gun ownership. I should have highlighted this stuff. But no, we are big proponents of gun safety, defense, and now our neighborhoods are so bad, and they're talking about getting rid of defunding the police. We know we're on our own, you know, and then we have black males killing other black males just because it's the weekend. You better be. Yeah, it's a big thing for black people to have guns. So for Don Lemon to want to take that from us and not even know the history of when that came about and how crucial it was for us to defend ourselves against the Klan and other racist Democrats in the South.
Oh, come on. Racists don't exist like that. You're just making it up as you go.
I never even use the word Democrat anymore when I refer to the South. It's the racist Democrat South.
God, all this is just so amazing. It's because people are buying into it. That's the thing that really makes me, like, crazy. Because you're saying to yourself, look, people, pay attention to what's going on, for real. Look, you're a black woman, and I don't know if you know that, I just thought I'd let you know.
Thank you.
And we're constantly told how you don't have the same rights I have. When I go to the supermarket, apparently there's some food that I can buy that you can't. Were you aware of that? Did you get the list?
No, what are you talking about?
I have no idea, because I keep hearing about how women do not have the same rights as men, and I hear the same thing when it comes to black women. That black women are not allowed to do the same thing that white women are allowed to do.
I must have missed that memo. But I have to say, and I feel very happy to say that I haven't had the same sorts of experiences as, you know, the black experience is not monolithic. We just haven't all gone through the same thing. I have a girlfriend. We drove up to wine country a couple of months ago, and oftentimes she says some real, not racist, but real,
risque.
God, I don't know. No, I wish they were risque. They're really anti-white, pro-black, unreasonably so. Like, she thought the black woman who just got nominated in the Supreme Court was treated unfairly, and how dare they ask her what a woman was. They wouldn't ask a white woman that. And I'm like, do you know anything about this person? Did you watch any part of the trial, or did you just see that headline? Basically, she just saw the headline. Because she's a black woman, she sided and took offense because I could tell by her conversations I've had with her over years that she feels slighted as a black woman. And I just don't have those feelings. And then as we were driving, she told me her college experience, where there were only like two or three. It was up in San Jose, California. There were like only three, four black kids in the school. And they literally burned a cross on the lawn of, I guess it was a dorm where she was staying. And for the first time, I was like, oh, okay, I get it now. I've never had those sorts of experiences. I can see, you know, so I had empathy, but I had to talk. And I've known her for 40, 50 years. We had to talk to that level to find out what in the heck is going on. So people have different experiences that lead them to different beliefs. I feel very fortunate that I can go into any market and buy exactly what I want and what I need. And I don't feel like I'm...
Do you understand that what's being told to our young people on a regular basis is that blacks still do not have the same freedoms and rights that whites do? And nobody ever questions that with them. I mean, I would love for when you... What?
I wish Vivek had said that. When Don Lemon said, I beg you, you know, to differ. Black people don't have the same freedoms. I wanted him to say, name me one that they don't have.
Yeah.
Just one.
What can you do? I mean, think about that. First of all we ever hear about is a person of color. People of color can't do this. Well, isn't Vivek a person of color?
That's what was so ironic about
right?
it. He's just as brown as...
and because he's a person of color that doesn't agree with Don Lemon, now he's, you know, Lemon's going, well, you know, we're talking about a black community here, right? Oh, brown people don't matter now. Got it.
Right now.
When I don't agree with you, you don't need me. When I'm on the same page as you, it becomes people of color.
What a disservice to black people. I remember when I was writing my children's book, and by then I had been a mom, a dancer.
You can dance all you want, but we got to go to break. Yeah. Come back in the next hour. You can finish that thought. Show us your host. Don't go far, people. We're going to talk about how your great credit rating is going to pay for somebody else's poor credit rating. Be back in a few minutes.